You'll be joining me in Galatians chapter 3. I want us to begin noticing Galatians chapter 3, beginning in verse number 26. We often go to this section of Scripture to help those understand that we have to be baptized in order to become a New Testament Christian or be part of Christ's body. But we're going to notice that the Bible says something very important here as well, beginning in Galatians chapter 3, and verse number 26, concerning the Christian. It says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Honing in especially on verse number 26, we understand that the Christian is a children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And we see what all takes place in that faith in the following verse. I want us to be baptized into Christ. Simply put, Mark 16:16 is played out. One believes and is baptized into Christ. But noticing with us being children of God, the Bible also tells in James chapter 1, verse number 18, that we were begat by the will of God, or of his own will begat he us with the word of truth according to his purpose. We are begotten by the word of truth. This is the idea of us being born again. This is all within the concept of us being children of God. And with us being children of God, I want us to look at a principle that Genesis chapter 5, verse number 3 makes clear about childbearing and about children. We see that when Adam became 130 years old, that he begat a son named Seth. And he begat him in his own likeness and in his own image. See, the principle of childbearing that we also understand is that when someone has a child, we expect that child to have some resemblance of the parent. Some of you know my parents, you have met them, and I was informed that when I was first born that I did not look anything like my father. In fact, I was so white, I was so pale, and I had blue eyes that his friends teased, and they said, "They gave you the wrong baby, Jason. That's not your son. There's no way he's your son." But then the older I grew and matured, I would go around Brownwood, Texas, and I would be places without my parents, with my siblings at the store or playing basketball somewhere. People I had never met in my life. They're like, "Oh, yeah, that's Jason's son. No mistaking." Remember one guy would come and say, "Oh, what's up, Minnie Jason?" I was like, "I have no idea who you are." I couldn't deny the fact that I was Jason Nicholas's son. Even as the older I get, people mistake me for my father all the time because that's something we expect. We expect children to have an image to look like their parents. This spirit, this physical point is also true with the spiritual. Jesus is going to identify, this is the case, and how to identify who someone's spiritual parent is in John chapter 8, if you'd be joining me there, in John chapter 8. So we understand that the Christian is the children of God, and we're looking at the principle of childbearing, of one having the likeness of the one that they are begotten of, the one that they are born from. And Jesus is going to identify this for us spiritually and how to tell one who they are born of spiritually as well. We understand this context of John chapter 8 that Jesus is having a discussion with some of the Jews and the Pharisees, and he's discussing being set free from sin in verse number 30. But they are going to be confused and compare this to the physical. Like, we're Abraham's seed. We're of the lineage of Abraham. We've never been in bondage to any man, which is just a flat-out lie. And we see further and further. I want us to begin reading in verse number 39. And they're answering to Jesus along these lines. "They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." What Jesus just told them is, physically, you're Abraham's descendants. But spiritually, when the gospel was preached to Abraham of my coming, he accepted that fact. He believes God. Me here proving who I am, preaching these things to you, you don't believe me. You're not Abraham's seed spiritually. You're not of God. I am the one who came forth from God. Ye reject me. So we see the spiritual DNA test that Jesus sets forth for us is that actions, conduct, what we do reveals the likeness of our Father. He said, you would do these things if God were your father, if Abraham was your father. You've proven to me he's not. In fact, you are of your father, the devil. He is a murderer, which is exactly what they're going to do to Jesus as they act out, putting him on the cross. And so when we consider passages like Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 1, it's very important that we understand that we are to be followers or imitators of God as dear children. We have to be conformed to the image of God. That's who we are seeking to be like. Because if we want to be like God in heaven, as we understand the concept of 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 2, we have to be like him here. We have to be conformed to his image here so we can be conformed to his image there. And the illustration that I gave about not being conformed to the image of my Father as a child, this can be true of us spiritually as well as when we become begotten into Christ. We're not expected, as soon as we become a New Testament Christian, to just be magically conformed to the image of God. We have to grow. We have to mature into these things. But as we talked about self-examination in our class this evening, we have to understand, are we becoming more and more like God as time goes on? We have to evaluate our growth. We have to check and say, am I growing at a healthy rate? Am I continuing to be more and more like God Almighty? If not, there are some things that we have to work on. That is the homework for the Christian. For those of us who are not Christians, we extend the invitation. You are not a child of God, but you are a child of the devil. But thanks be to God that we can be adopted, as we see in Galatians chapter 4, verse number 5, and Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 5. We can be adopted in Christ Jesus. We can receive that wonderful spirit of adoption and become a child of God. And all those things that are involved with becoming a child of God and living faithful to God, we'd love to answer your questions. You may not even understand what salvation is or exactly what being saved from, what we're talking about. We'd love to answer your questions and study with you on these things. If anyone has any, please come as we stand and as we sing.